The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurants of Chicago is brought to you in part by Howard From Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrom.com, 312-332-5999. Ambiance Furniture Outlet, 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights. Save 70% dealing directly with the owner. Call Sam, 312-877-8666. And the offices of State Farm agent Dan De La Cruz, 630-516-0092 and 847-324-9595. And it's a wonderful Sunday. It's opening. I guess tonight's the Bears are going to, that team called the Bears are going to be playing today and tonight or something like that.
They are playing.
Yeah. They're going to do their best, right? It's a fresh season.
My God, it's 90 degrees outside. It's going to be a cool night. It's going to be perfect.
Are they playing here? Are they
LA?
No, they're in LA. Oh. Yeah, okay. Oh, all right, welcome to Around the Town. Welcome. It's a fun day. It's a Sunday. It's my favorite day. It's Frank's favorite day. And I'm Al Breslov, sitting alongside Frank Metcha. Our phone number here is 773-763-9278. We are going to be giving a bunch of stuff away today, and we're going to be talking to a young man that started something that the suburbs didn't know existed, and now it's there. So we'll be talking about the drag brunches that are taking place in Arlington Heights. But those of you who want to kind of do this on the computer instead of having a radio, it's www.wcpt820.com, and you can see our smiling faces. And Frank even shaved today.
I try and always shave on Sundays.
Okay. I hope everybody had a great Labor Day. And for those of you who are of the Jewish faith, I hope you enjoyed and had a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year to everybody. L'shana tova. And hopefully this week when you get to Yom Kippur, you'll clean your whole life and make a clean table and then break a fast eating some good food.
I'm going to have to see what atonements he does for me, but
well, I don't need too many, but I guess I have one or two. We'll always have one. I want to talk about a couple things. We on Labor Day, we did have some great steaks. Purely Meat sent us some wonderful, wonderful fillets, and purelymeat.com is a place, if you need steaks, that's a place where you want to get them. Did you get any in?
Yes. I got some steaks, and I cooked them up, and we had a taste-off.
A taste-off?
Yeah, we did that against another brand of meat.
Ah, and?
And I didn't tell anybody what was what, but we cooked them the same way, same everything. The Purely Meats one.
All right. Okay. Purely, it's a winner. Okay. So that's on purelymeat.com. And you can order. And I think if you say Around the Town Chicago with Megatron, ATTC10, they'll give you 10% off. Okay.
That's perfect.
So that's an easy way to do it. We went the other night. There's a place in Long Grove called Joni's Pizza. Okay, but we don't go there for pizza.
What do you go there for?
We go there because they have something called broasted chicken. And do you remember, you grew up in Skokie, so there was a place called Wesley's that was on Dempster and Pulaski or Crawford, whatever they call it there. And that was a real classic place for this broasted chicken. And I've had broasted chicken at other places that never, ever got to the same taste and flavor. Joni's has it.
Really?
The big thing is getting in there. They don't take reservations.
Oh.
And Long Grove can be crazy on a Friday or Saturday. Thank God there's a young man who's working there. His name is Jeff Savis. Jeff was a little boy when I was running the temple. I was doing a lot of temple things in Buffalo Grove. He is now an adult, and he's in the restaurant business, and he got us in.
So very good.
We didn't have to wait too long. We had to wait about a half an hour, but it
could
have been
worse.
Because
most people, probably young people, don't even realize what's a broasted chicken.
Well, it's a special way of cooking the chicken. Instead of frying it, there's no oil. It's air.
Yeah.
And it gives you the juiciest chicken, the best, crunchiest crust, and they do it with these roasted potatoes that are real good, too. So Joni's is a real cool place, and I want to thank Jeff Savis for doing that for me. Okay, we had a carryover before we get into all the theater and stuff. Last week, we talked about a restaurant that we had gone to see, and it's called Tacos El Norte in Lake Bluff, and there is a review of it on AroundTheTownChicago.com where you'll find almost every answer to every question that we're going to ever ask. And if you can tell me at Tacos El Norte the name of our server, the young lady who took care of us. We want people to call.
That was line 10.
773-763-9278. We'll give you a gift certificate so you can go there. Okay. You saw a show.
Yes, I
actually saw a couple. But one that you went to was one that we reviewed and talked about.
When you first went, you went with my ex-wife, Gail, and had a good time. And I wasn't invited.
Okay. I don't think I went with her. I think she sat in the same room that I was in. We don't talk that much.
So I decided I wanted to see Tetro Zinzani, and that's at the... what is that building? It's the Niederheimer.
Well, Niederlander.
Niederlander.
But Niederheimer was his cousin from another aunt. Okay.
But so. I went because it was one of my best friend, Joanne Roback. Her birthday was yesterday, and her son's birthday's today. Isn't that amazing? God. Mother and son on the same weekend. So we wanted to go check this out. You want something to do in Chicago that includes a good meal and a play? This is it. This was wonderful. The Acrobats was one. It's a little slapstick comedy review for 2.5 hours.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's a circus type, it's a Cirque du Soleil type of thing, but it has a lot more little skits and comedy. And there's a young, the little guy is very funny.
He's fantastic. Yeah,
he does a thing he reenacts the movie of King Kong.
I actually thought he was a gorilla between the way his butt stuck out and the way his face looked. Yeah, he's wonderful.
Kind of an amazing guy.
But it was a great show. The women. The Acrobats was phenomenal, so I give it the full rating, all 4 stars. It was great.
I may have given it 5.
But you know what? Not too many dinner shows serve good food. Yeah. They served really good food.
The food was really, really good. So, all right, so we're gonna talk about the other things that we've seen.
Yes.
Because I did see something else, and we saw last night we saw something. But we talked about it last week. After seeing Kinky Boots in Aurora, which was a dynamite production.
Excellent production.
We got the word that in Arlington Heights, where you wouldn't expect it, there is a show once a month that is a drag queen brunch on Rand Road. In fact, I think it's 2 doors from Ambiance Furniture, who's one of our sponsors here. So I think, do we have Marco? Do we have him on the line?
No,
we don't. Oh, okay.
Oh, we have to get him.
All right. I thought we had him on the line. Okay. It looked like we did. But Devin's probably working on it right now. We're going to talk to Marco and find out how this whole began.
And especially in Arlington Heights, of all places.
Right. You would not think of it. You know, there's lots of places around. They're all over. They have the best drag. They have the baton, of course.
Yes, of course.
And Roscoe's Tavern, which is in Boys Town.
Right.
Lips Drag Queen Show Palace, which is on the south side, which I wasn't aware of. On the 2200 South, there's a drag queen restaurant and bar.
There used to be one all the way on. What's that town on the border of Illinois, Indiana? And it's right there on the border.
Calumet City?
In Calumet City. I remember back in the 90s going to a drag show there. So it's been around, but they're hard to find sometimes. Okay. But now it's out in the open much.
Yeah, they're doing more and more. But I think because of Kinky Boots, more people are, because when I mentioned this that we were going to do this, Jane's friends started calling me and saying they wanted to go see it.
Really?
So it evidently appeals to more than just drag queens.
You know what? It appeals to everybody because, you know what? It's just a fun show with great costuming, great dancing, and great music. You know?
We'll keep trying to reach him. Are we having any luck at all, Devin? All right, Devin's working on that. While he works on that, let's talk about something else. All right, so we'll talk about Kinky Boots, I do want to give away some tickets.
You've got tickets to that. I have tickets for this Saturday.
Here's the thing, boys and girls. They're yours to get. You have to be able to go this Saturday either to the matinee or you have to go to the evening show. You must be fully vaccinated and bring proof of such and a photo ID so they can match up. That's all there is to it. All I need to know is where the Paramount Theater is located.
Okay. So Your friend's calling in right now.
773-763-9278. We're not giving you a toughie. Okay, this is not one that you really have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. 773-763-9278. If you're not sure, go to my website. Go to Around the Town. Take a little look, and I think you'll find it's very right in the very beginning.
We've talked about it so many times.
We've been talking about it for 2 weeks. So. Yes. All right, so I've got two pairs to give away. All right, so I've got one for a matinee, one for the evening. Make sure that you can do this. Don't take the tickets. Last time we gave away some tickets, and only one of the people in the family was inoculated. You know, had the vaccination, so we had a little problem. Okay, so we have somebody on, or we're still checking. Okay,
oh, they're still checking. All right. Very good.
But I think hopefully we got. It looks like we maybe have found Marco.
No, we lost Marco again.
Okay,
don't worry, he'll call. He's going to call in. But you know.
Yes, are we live on line one?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, let's go
let's
ahead.
Take line one.
Martin, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I really like the show. I listen every Sunday.
Good. Oh, excellent. I'm glad that makes you a winner no matter what. We're happy for you. Okay. So, what's the answer?
The answer is the Paramount Theater is in Aurora, Illinois.
All right.
Excellent.
You know that Aurora is the second biggest city in our state. Okay, so here's what you want to go to the matinee or you want to go to the evening?
I think we will have to go to the evening show and we'll love it.
All right. Stay on the air. Stay on the line. Devin will take your information, and we will get that to you. We'll send out, you'll get it all by email, and we'll take care of it for you right away, okay?
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good rest of the day. All right. So, wait, we got David on line two. David, is it David?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. I would love to see the show with my wife. I haven't been out in a while, so that would be a wonderful evening for my wife and I.
All right. Can we do an afternoon on Saturday? Can you do a matinee?
Yes, we would. We could do the afternoon.
All right.
And actually, the matinee is better because then you get to enjoy Aurora afterwards
with all the restaurants.
You'll
walk around and find a restaurant. You'll be able to get a seat a lot faster. All right. So stay on the line, and we're going to get your information, and we'll take care of everything for you, and you'll get to see
Surprise your wife with a wonderful day.
Yeah, kinky boots that you're going to love, love, love.
Thank you very much.
Take it easy. Thanks for calling. Well, see, we do have some more listeners today. Something must be going on that's good.
There's no football game until tonight. They're all sitting around drinking their beer now.
They're all waiting for the 6 o'clock sports show to get all the latest.
Right, yeah, because there's a new sports, new people in town.
I hear you. It's supposed to be a really good show.
All right, so far we haven't gotten hold of Marco. So let's talk about, while we're waiting to get in touch with Marco, because we can always put him in the second half of the show. So, Frank,
yes.
What did you think of Anyone Can Whistle?
I still can't whistle, but you know what? Most people don't realize that Skokie has a lot of treasures, and this is one of their oldest treasures, is the Skokie Theater. I used to go there as a kid just to see movies, and then...
Because they were a movie theater.
It was a movie theater. And now they took it over a couple years ago, and they turned it into a wonderful little theater. And I have to admit, I still can't picture how they put 17 people on that stage.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't bump into each other more. They did. It's a very Anyone Can Whistle is a Sondheim musical. Okay, so everybody knows that I love Sondheim.
He loves it.
And I think his stuff. He's the greatest wordsmith ever. what he does with words. I mean, when you listen to the music and you listen to some of the songs where everybody says don't, everybody just says don't now, and then he does, and there must be trumpets and all
now
these
that
songs.
That is the famous song that comes from that,
right?
You know,
well, you know that Bernadette Peters mm-hmm. has done several recordings of all of Sondheim's stuff. And so has Mandy Patinkin. And these are songs that are in every one of their Sondheim albums or shows or whatever concerts. They always have it. Here's the amazing thing.
It was a flop?
It was not a big success.
It wasn't a big success.
It was not, but it's a fun, fun show. And the people who are in this, the cast, are very energetic. It's too, the stage is really too small for a production this large. But they do the best with what they have.
They did an excellent job with it.
And the audience loved it. And I want to give away some tickets for this. And this one, I'm not going to limit you to this week. The run, it goes for a while, so we can work with you on that. So here's a question. There was, on this show, when it first began, the major part, the mayoress of the town, was played by somebody who is a big, big Broadway star.
And still alive
and who
today.
Is still alive today, who has done TV, has done Broadway, and is really, really cool. And if you look at the website, aroundthetownchicago.com,
did you mention it?
Her name is there.
Oh.
So if you can tell me her name, that's a simple one, you will get a pair of tickets to go see the show and during the run. So you'll get to pick which performance. You'll get a certificate. If you can tell me the name of the lady that plays Cora Hoover Hooper, who is the mayor.
It was the mayor.
If you can tell me the actress's name, you'll get a pair of tickets as well.
Oh, the one now.
The one now. Oh, not the one. Not that one, because that would be redundant. I'd be asking the same thing twice. We don't want to do that. Okay? We're not going to do that, Brad. That would be kind of silly. Okay. So the show is a fun, fun show. It's going to be here through...
I think through the end of...
How about October 10th?
October 10th,
okay. So, and you can check my... I have all the dates and everything on the website with my review. And you can also check anything you want at SkokieTheater.org. I believe they're .org. It's a fun little theater. There's no problem parking.
Parking is free and easy.
Parking is free and easy. And you're only a couple of blocks away from downtown Skokie with all the restaurants around. And just, you know, if you have any real big questions, you could probably call Frank and Frank will fill
you in. If you want to go to Phoenix Flame, it's only a mile and a half down the road.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so we got that. Now, Bob, we don't have, I don't know if we have Marco still. So, the little bit that I wanted you to play, that little thing, could you play that for me?
Sure.
Can you do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I want to tell you why we're playing that music. Yes. I went to see a show. It's a first, this is the Theater Wit, his back. Mm-hmm. This was their show called Mr. Burns, a Post-Electric Play. This was a hit for them back in 2015. This show was sold out every performance. Dynamite little show. Now, if you're a Simpsons lover, you will go out of your mind with this show. You will absolutely fall in love with the show. It's about after a pandemic, after something major happens, it is all the people who are trying to find out who's still alive and who's people, where you can go and how to live around a campfire. What do they do? What do they all have in common? Episodes of The Simpsons. They sit and they talk and they talk about The Simpsons. And then in the third act, they reenact a whole show of The Simpsons. It was, it got funnier and funnier for me, and I'm not, because I haven't watched a lot of Simpsons. I do with my grandson every so often, because I think he's seen five or ten episodes.
Right,
I think Adam has probably seen them all. I think he caught up for the whole 27 years, because he's only 16, so he had to do a lot of sitting and watching a lot of stuff. But it is really, really a fun show. And I have a pair of tickets to give away. Here's the only thing, and I want people to be aware of how this works. It's only, let me find my week. You can only get these tickets for this week, either Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday are the only days that I can give these tickets away for. So don't call in if you're not going to be able to go just to win.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
At Theater Wit, you must show your proof of vaccination. You must. They won't let you in. You will have to wear a mask during the show. Okay, same as you have to do most all of them.
Almost it's, every theater does.
Pretty much
that.
The League of Theaters has kind of put this together. It's how it goes. So here is the question. I need to know the name of the director of the show. If you go to Around the Town Chicago and you look up Mr. Burns, you will find it. And then you all you have to do is pick up your phone and call 773-763-9278. And guess what? You'll have a pair of tickets.
You know what? I'm a little slow, but I finally figured out what the title means to The Simpsons. It took me a while, but now I figured out who Mr. Burns is, and it's electric. I figured it all out. Now, you wanted to go to this, didn't you, Paul?
Absolutely. I'm a huge Simpsons fan.
I thought you would be, because you're young enough. You're in that category. I'm in his 30s, so... Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if nobody calls in, then Paul will get it. As
Paul's
he's
going
to go. But I want somebody to call in. I want to give them to somebody out there other than Paul. Paul's here. He has to be here.
That's
he
fair.
Gets paid to be here. Okay.
I thought he volunteered for our show.
Oh, sure. And you're going to, I understand you're going on to a sports show and you're going to talk football.
Hey, okay. I got a sports question for him.
Okay.
Did you by any chance watch the Miami-Appalachian game yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Miami-Appalachian?
It's college football.
Ah,
okay.
Do you know that that got a hit over 7.5 million views on that game?
Really?
And do you know what for what reason?
I have no idea why.
There was a cat that fell off the upper stadium and hung onto a bar. And the people saw this cat hanging for his life, so they all rushed to the bottom part of the stadium and with an American flag held it out, so when the cat finally fell, they were able to catch him in the flag and save him.
How do you like that?
That got over 7.5 million views on Comcast.
And then they found out the cat was a foreigner.
Well, it was a stray. And I'm hoping the thing gets a home and stuff, but you could tell it was scared out of its life when it hanging there. But that's what the only good thing about that whole football game, even though Miami did win.
I had no idea. I'll have to look up that
game. Yeah, it's one of the large... Yeah, you can download it. I can send it to you because I put it on my phone, but it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, I do have some trivia.
Okay, sports trivia from
Triple,
Frank.
Triple, but...
Yeah, we're going to sports trivia by Frank. Okay, we're going to have a new thing. You guys, when you get to the point where one evening we'll just keep Frank here, and then at 6 o'clock you can start with trivia from Frank. That'll be the start off. That'll kill your show. You know what? Let's take a little break here.
Okay.
Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours, too. Furniture shopping can be work. In most of the chain stores, one finds people who only want to close the sale. We have found a store that is unique. Ambiance Furniture Outlet in Arlington Heights, a family-owned and operated true outlet store, wants to make you happy. Sam the Man has been in the business for over 40 years, finding quality merchandise from top manufacturers and making the best deals so that you can save up to 70%. Free delivery on the same day of orders over $1,000. Zero interest financing up to 36 months. If you've had some credit problems, Sam says, welcome to the club. He will get you financed. Call Sam direct, 312-877-8666. Ambiance Furniture Outlet is located at 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights, next to Tony's Finer Foods. Tell them Al sent you. Well, when you were weekends, are you left smileless in the suburbs? We can bring those smiles back. Make your month a better one with Home Bar's Drag Brunch from noon to 4 p.m. at Home Bar, 1227 Rand Road in Arlington Heights. Enjoy a Sunday brunch with a great menu, bottomless mimosas, and a top-notch drag queen show. Forget your troubles. No long drive to the city, no looking for parking and paying for the meters. An easy drive with free parking and a fun day to clear your mind and bring back your smile. Call 847-577-4663 and reserve your space. Visit www.homebarchicago.com. Next brunch, next Sunday, 9/26 from noon to 4. Enjoy. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. And we are back. We're still hoping that we can find Marco. I'm looking, Devin's shaking his head saying, there ain't no Marco.
Do we know which day of the week they do this show?
Sunday.
I mean, on Sunday, but we know which Sunday they do it.
Did I not just have a commercial that said it?
I had a slight TIA.
Oh, my God, my God. Somebody want to call in and call us in, 773-763-9278, and tell us what date I said in that commercial. And if you do that, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go to the brunch.
You actually gave a date?
I did.
I completely fogged out on that.
Well, I know. That'll happen. Okay, so while we're waiting for somebody to call in, you get a pair of tickets and brunch and mimosas, and you get to laugh at Frank, because Frank may be there. Okay, so that's all it is. It's a very simple thing, boys and girls. 773-763-9278. Somebody call. Okay, I want to tell people, I want to remind people, the people who grew up knowing Mr. Kelly's, that they have done the film, the Mr. Kelly's, the American premiere, will be a full-length feature film at the Siskel Film Center this coming week, September 17th through the 20th. All you want to do, if you want to see it, it's got different, every night is different times. You can go to the SiskelFilmCenter.org, call 312-846-2800. As somebody who worked for the Marienthal brothers, they're phenomenal people. They did a great job. They made Rush Street, Rush Street. They did the London House as well. But we had the Happy Medium where I worked, and they had the Mr. Kelly's where I got to see and meet a lot of great celebrities and really had some great times. So this film has all these stories and all these amazing people.
And see, and I love those old stories and stuff. And even though I was alive during the time, I was a kid only.
Yeah, you were a baby.
I know, and you were a...
Yeah, I was already drinking.
I know.
Drinking with the pros, you know, that kind of thing. I think I was probably not legal, but I was still drinking. They turn their backs. All right, so I want to remind people about that. So that's one thing. The other thing is this is going to be the third Friday at Bridgeport Art Center. So it's at 1200 West 35th Street. This is an amazing building that has a lot of artists who open on the third Friday. It's open for people to walk through and to see, and there's live music, open studios, 7 o'clock till 10:30. There's performances by in the atrium. There's all kinds of different things. There's pop-up food menu and all kinds of things going along with it. So it is a really, really cool place. It's the BridgeportArt.com. And that's, they do every Friday, every third Friday of every month, they do an open thing. So a lot of the artists kind of can hang around, and they you get to see their stuff. And you get to watch them work in some cases, which is kind of cool. If you're really into art, or you've thought, okay, I'd like to be an artist, it's really something special.
Dude, that sounds like fun. I wish I could go, you know.
Well, but, you know, on a Friday, if you're not on call.
I'm on call. You know, I showed you my schedule. Luckily, this is the last week from hell. So after this week, my life comes back to normal after 7 weeks of being on call every other week. So
it's amazing what you do.
And I mean, how many times you have called me and said, hey, I got an extra ticket. And I go, hey, I'm still at work.
It is. It's kind of, we have a lot of stuff coming up in the next week or so. And we did have a couple of shows where other, you know, we do have other people.
Because you're going to the Citadel Saturday, right?
I am going to the Citadel.
And I'm going to go Thursday, which is my day. I don't have call on Thursday, so I'm going to try and go Thursday so I can see it.
We're going to see a Neil Simon.
Wonderful play.
Yeah, Brighton Beach Memoirs. And it's funny, you know, Neil Simon, a lot of these, when he wrote some of these, they were his life. That's him. That's his story. You know that.
Just, you know, I love almost everything that Neil Simon has done. He has done great work. And then just like you like a crazy guy.
He's not a crazy guy. He's a wordsmith. He's an amazing guy. He's really amazing. Sondheim is creative. Yes. Sondheim is creative. And I'm not saying anything bad about Neil Simon. I love Neil Simon. I think The Odd Couple is one of the best things they've done so many different ways,
yeah. And it's such a great show.
Yeah, it doesn't work all the ways, but it does. It is a good show, great show. Brighton Beach Memoirs is his life. It's his life story. If you pay real, real close attention, you can see that Jerome is him.
Oh, okay. I'm going to look at it a different way. I'm going to enjoy that.
You should definitely look at it that way because that's what it is. All right. So we're giving away stuff. I want to give away some other stuff. I've got restaurants to give away. You know, we added to our coffers. We now have our friends from Glenview are back, so there's lots of stuff.
Oil Lamp is back.
Oil Lamp Theater, yeah. But North Branch Pizza and Burger is back. In fact, we're hoping that we're going to tape the TV show there.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Maybe saying it on the air will get it happening.
we're going to put the pressure on. This is a 10,000 watt radio station.
50,000 on Sunday.
Oh, 50? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sunday's a big day, right? Sunday's a big day.
We must be in a tri-state area then.
You know what we're doing next week? Because you know what's coming to town. Rent is going to be coming back. This is going to be Rent's 25th anniversary tour. We are going to have on this show next week, we are going to have a cast member.
The producer. He's dead.
Right. He's not the producer. The guy who wrote it is dead. The producer is alive and well and spending his money. So we're going to have one or two of the cast members will be joining us on the phone, of course, because we wanted to have them on the following Sunday, which is right before it opens. Mm-hmm. But if you know, and I better remind you right now, October 3rd. October 3rd is a Sunday.
Okay.
That is a day where we will not be on air.
Oh, really?
So write that down. We're going. That's Pride Day. That's the Pride Day for WCPT. Am I right?
Are they still doing it?
Pride Parade?
Pride, that day is all Pride.
I thought the city canceled it again.
The parade, yes. I mean, I don't know what they're doing in place of it.
Well, I was told by by the head of the radio
show,
station.
You know, God's left hand.
Yeah, yeah. I was told that there is, on that day, it's all pride.
Yeah, I'm sure. I really, I don't know the specifics.
That might go, you guys might have no sports that day either.
I'm sure. Yeah. I haven't received any directive about that.
We could talk pride for an hour.
Yeah, well, no, but we're not included in it.
I'll come in high heels.
I thought you would. I thought you were going to do that today. I thought you were going to put on your heel for kinky boots.
Just,
I thought you were going to get those kinky
just
boots.
Too warm.
Yeah, I guess so. So I still don't know what happened to Marco. Marco, if you're listening, if you wake up, you know, thank God it's not next Sunday. Next Sunday he's doing a show. He's the MC.
So what are we doing October 3rd? Are we just off, or are we?
Yeah, I'm
gonna
go
going
bowling in the morning, and then I'm going to go out for lunch with my family, and then I'm going to listen to all the pride things.
Oh, maybe I don't know. Arlington Heights, and I can do the drag show.
Yeah, maybe. Well, okay. Well, that's the following week. Next week is the drag show.
Oh, we didn't get the answer to that.
Yes. Somebody call him with the answer. Okay, so we still have a phone. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this thing for Marco, because he's not here. We can't get hold of him. But until we do, I do have a little bit of information. He started this, doing the drag show, at a place called the Prairie House Tavern in Buffalo Grove.
Okay.
I've been there. It's a very, very nice restaurant. It's over on McHenry Road, just north of Long Grove.
Okay.
And he asked his boss if he can do it. He was working there, and because Buffalo Grove was one of the first of the suburbs to have a pride parade. So he thought, okay, since if they have a pride parade, then the people who are living there that are backing that will probably come to this. And they did. The people came. You know, it's like they said with the baseball. If you build it, they will come. Well, if you do it, they will come. But the problem is they outgrew it. The room wasn't big enough. The Home Bar is a fantastically large place that is filled with TVs, filled with all kinds of things. So they have sports. They have and my granddaughter's a bartender there. Caitlin's a bartender there. So she happened to tell him about me, and then she told me about him. So we talked a little bit. And what they did is they moved it to the Home Bar, and this is 7 months ago, and they're filling up, and people are going with, and it's, you know, they're loving it. So it's a loving show for anyone who wants to escape their day-to-day lives, and it's something special for the LGBTQT in the North Suburbs, a day to let their hair down, and they're continuing to do it. They're going to keep doing it until he can't do it or he'll find somebody to replace him. But he uses the name Marco Mocha Mattel. That's the that's his MC name.
Yeah,
I don't know if that means anything, but he's not here to tell us. But I will tell you this: the show change their menu every month when they do it. This coming episode, I'm not going to say the date. Somebody call in. Okay, this coming one, they're going to have stuffed biscuits.
Okay,
they're going to have chicken and waffles, which I guess is a big thing throughout the whole country. Everybody wants chicken and waffles, and then they're going to have chicken Caesar flatbread, and then they're having veggie pasta.
A very nice menu.
Yeah, and it goes from noon till 4, and it is. The drag brunch in the burbs is what it is, and the place is right on. Let me find the exact address for you to give it to you, but it's on Rand Road. I think I wrote it down, but of course I was hoping he was okay. So, 1227 Rand Road, Arlington Heights, homebarchicago.com. And it's up on the website, by the way. If you take a look, I even have a poster, I have a picture. And their phone number is 847-577-4663.
So you haven't eaten there yet?
I have not eaten there. I know, though, from Caitlin that the menu is good and the food is good.
So we should plan for October 3rd.
They don't – well, we can go there, but they won't have a show. So
– oh God! But, I keep forgetting.
We can watch the parade or something on TV. They have a lot of TVs there.
Oh God.
Okay, so all right, here, let's take roll call. No, we're gonna sum up a few things. The phone number here is 773-763-9278. I still have some things I want to give away. I need the name of the server when we had our meal at Tacos El Norte, and you get a gift certificate to go there. Okay.
Also, we need to know the date of the drag show.
Right, so. And you get a pair of tickets to go. That's an $80 value.
Yeah, people, call in.
And if you could drink a lot of mimosas, you could bring a designated driver with you. Frank will drive you home, though. Don't worry about it. He'll be there. He'll do that for you. All right. What else do we want to give away? What else should we talk about?
What else should we talk about?
You know, there's so much. Let's go back. You want to go back and talk about anything about anyone can whistle, anything that you...
Well, we're still trying to figure out. No one's figured out who played the role.
We have some questions. You can win tickets, boys and girls.
And I'll give you an extra hint. Besides her still being alive, she was in Murder, She Wrote.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, so that's not the one who's playing it now. That she is not doing that now. She's the one who did it on the original Broadway show, which, by the way, didn't last very long. It had 9 performances.
Do you know, it's amazing that a show can go just 9 performances, and the cost back then, it still was probably high to do a show.
Yeah, they lost. Well, that might have been like in the producers, you know how they do things in the producers where you wanted to lose money so you can make money? Maybe back then that's how it worked.
But I was surprised because not too many places have done it. I mean, yes, Porchlight did it about, 2005? And then Ravinia did it, which was surprising.
Well, that was primarily for the music. It was not, you know, the play didn't matter. It's got some great catchy tunes. It's got some fun music.
I have to admit, all the songs were good. Yeah. So it's fun that way. I'm just surprised that it only lasted 9 performances back then.
Yeah,
but
back then.
I got a trivia question that you, let's see if you can answer this. Who gave up the role as the mayoress?
Who gave up the role? Barbara Streisand.
Very. How did you know that?
I know everything. When are you going to learn?
I thought I had you on that one.
No. You can get me on sports stuff because I know you're an expert in sports. But when it comes to the other stuff, you're not so fast on that. I can usually get you. Okay, do we have anybody on the phone? Okay, let's get Tom on. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Oh,
it's going great. How are you doing?
I'm going crazy, but that's okay. How are you doing?
It's a very short trip.
September in Chicago, huh?
Yeah. What answer do you have for us?
Angela Lansbury.
Very good.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay, so you are going to go see the show. Here's how we're going to do it. You're going to give your information to Devin, and then I'm going to send you a certificate by email. And that will tell you what to do and how to use it and pick your dates and all the other stuff, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
And there's some great restaurants in Skokie to go to.
Yeah, stay on the line. Okay. All right. So that one we got to take
care of.
All right. I got another one to give away for that one. Remember, I need the name of the lady who is playing that part today. And her first name is like my granddaughter, who is the actress who's been on the show here. That'll give you a little bit of a hint. Okay, and if you give me that one, I've got the other pair of tickets to give you. If not, we can always use them next week because they're going to be running for a while. But I'd like to do it now. I always feel good like Santa Claus when I go, ho, 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 and you get a prize. Okay, so we only have about 14 minutes left.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions they have? You want to play Stump
Frank?
Anybody want to call in 773-763-9278, and we'll see if we can stump him. Okay, I'm sure we can.
I got a good backup. I got Al and I got Paul. I think we can figure out anything.
I think Paul might not be able to help you too much with theater.
No, he could do the sports. If you have a sports thing, go ahead and try and get me on that.
Sports and random pop culture. For instance, going back to Mr. Burns, do you know which late-night talk show host was a writer for The Simpsons?
Oh, that was Fallon.
Nope.
No. I believe he's on CBS.
Well, I don't know what he's on now because they just took his show off of TBS. Oh. So he's HBO Max now, I think, is where you can find him. Yes.
Who would that be?
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that.
Oh, I thought he had a late, like 3
o'clock. Frank.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning.
I should have known that because he's done so much writing for so many different things.
I don't know if you noticed, but I left you an envelope with a bunch of
I saw that.
You have a bunch of tickets to go to the Genesee, which is. The Genesee is up in Waukegan.
Yes.
That's another one of those refurbished, rebuilt theaters. Unlike the theater in Aurora, they don't do plays, but they do bring in concerts. And a couple of the concerts coming in I think I have him on my website as well. But there's going to be the Michael Jackson show. There's like four of them that are coming up real soon. You might want to check and read about next week. I'm going to have some questions where I'm going to give away some tickets. So all you got to do is pay attention because we are here next week. There are lots of things happening next week, and Frank might be at something next week. We'll never know. So we'll see what happens there.
But you know what? We have so many concert venues, which is so nice in Chicago. They've taken over a lot of the old, like the Uptown Theaters and all
the
others.
Well, the Uptown Theater is not there yet. They're working on it. Riviera's open. They're reopening that.
But Uptown's been running into financing,
yeah,
I'm sure.
They're running all kinds of problems. Every time they think they're close to getting the backing, it disappears. But there are things happening. One of the things that opened up the greenhouse is finally opened up with a show.
Oh, really? Which one?
That's a nun. What's her name? The Catechism.
Oh, Catechism is moving there. Very good.
It's there. It opened. In fact, there's a review of it on AroundTheTownChicago.com. Oh, take a look.
Did you go see Late Night Catechism?
No. Who do you think went to see it?
Oh, Julia. Yeah. Hi, Julia. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If I've seen a show eight times or more,
I don't go.
I think, and Julia hasn't. Then I say, Julia, why don't you go see a show that you've never seen and I've seen over and over and over again? And she loves the idea of doing that. And it's good to get a little different viewpoint. Now we're getting a woman's viewpoint versus my viewpoint.
Because they have small theaters upstairs, too, because there's four theaters in that building.
I believe with the remodeling that they've done, I believe there are five.
There's five. Okay, perfect.
I don't think this is in the big one. I think it's in the upstairs.
Yeah, because even when it was at the Royal George, it was way upstairs in one of the small.
Yeah, I don't know how people got up there. But maybe the Lord took them
up.
But
you know what? It's a wonderful, funny show. It's only 90 minutes, and it's always been a wonderful show.
Right, and we're going to try to get some tickets to give away for that, too, because we want to give tickets away. We want to give restaurant certificates away. We want you all to be exposed to all the things that are Chicago, because life is going on. I do want to ask people to do me a favor, do yourself a favor, do your family a favor. And if you haven't gotten the shot, get it. If you, there's no reason not to. Really, truly, it's amazing how many people have these silly reasons to not do it. The other thing is, wearing a mask is part of our lives today. We have to do it not so much for ourselves, but to protect others around us, people who have grandkids who can't get the vaccine. We need to protect those kids. What the worst thing in the world that can happen is that you find out that you were the one that exposed somebody in your family. You're not going to feel too good. So understand why the League of Theaters had got together and they all decided to do the same thing, because they want to make sure that everybody stays healthy so they can continue to keep the theaters open. 18 months was a long, long time without theater. I went through major withdrawal. I was singing. I was dancing. I was doing big production numbers.
I'm surprised he didn't go back to smoking, but, you know.
It
was a long 18 months.
Yeah, but I learned how to dance a little bit. I danced around the house. I did a little West Side Story. I sang.
And he didn't do any. I mean, we did do a weekly show where Al got to travel around Chicagoland area.
I did the thing where I went to restaurants. And Jane and I would take over. We'd go to different places and sit outside and dine, but
you didn't travel outside the state. You know, haven't gone anywhere.
No, but here's the thing. This is called Around the Town Chicago. This is not Around the Town Milwaukee. This is not Around the Town Indiana. I go to Munster. I go to Milwaukee. Those are visits. This is Chicago. We do Chicago, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it next time. Actually, you should go to New York, and we'll do it live from New York.
And Paul's going to love doing that, right?
Hey, if you can do me in California, we can do you in New York.
Okay. Well, I may be doing the show from Connecticut Thanksgiving.
That should be nice. Yeah. That would be fun.
I don't know why, but
Jane.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
I heard about this.
It must be Jane.
Jane, I already heard about this.
It must be Jane. It could be. Now, I think we're going to go visit the grandkids that are there, because we don't see them as much as we see the ones here. But we're going to take the ones here with us.
And this is a nice thing. You get to see the New York Macy's Day Parade if they have it this year.
I don't know I would see that in Connecticut. They only have a
40-minute drive.
Yeah, well, not with my son-in-law. My son-in-law drives it 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
He breaks the speed barrier every time.
I mean, I do know the drive, because I used to work in Norwalk, and I was living...
No, that's where they live, is in Norwalk.
So,
okay. All right, so here's what I need. I need to give away some tickets. I still got to give away some stuff. 773-763-9278. Pick up the phone and call. I'm going to give you something just for calling. How's that?
Oh, that's even better.
Don't even have to give me an answer. Just call. 773-763-9278. If you can call, you can win. It's that simple. What do we have? 6 minutes? Seven minutes?
We've still got some time.
All right.
Oh, I do want to mention some birthdays. I mean, September, I think, has to be the month with the most birthdays. I have a feeling that most of our parents during those winter months really cuddled up, because September has a lot of birthdays.
Mine's November, so my parents must have been lazy.
But I do want to wish some happy birthdays out. Actually, one of the doctors that I work with, who's a great neurosurgeon who lives in Winnetka, it's his birthday today. They're all on the 11th and 12th. Joanne Rybeck, she's a wonderful nurse. It's her birthday. Lance Yapur, a PA that I work with on a daily basis, Kelly Nemoski, it's her birthday. My best friend, Patty Petrillo, and Luke DiGiorgio out in California, my cousin.
All Italian people.
Okay.
Don't you have any relatives that are not Italian? All right, so it looks like the phones are lighting up.
Okay? Oh, good. All right. If you have a birthday, call in.
Look at it. All right, let's get Paula. Paula?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sitting here on Sunday, just sitting in the warm weather.
Okay. So, do you have an answer for something, or you just want to win something?
Well, I don't know what the question was. I don't remember.
Okay. It was so long ago.
What area do you live in, Paula?
Pardon me?
What area do you live in?
I didn't understand.
Oh, what city do you live in?
I don't know.
Wait, you don't know where you live?
Is your radio on? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I think she's hearing it through the radio.
Yeah.
Turn the radio down.
Just tell us what city you live in.
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're okay. In Chicago.
And North Side?
Yeah. I don't get around too good, so if you have something restaurant locally or something.
Okay, how about the garage? We have a place called the Garage. It's over here on Milwaukee Avenue in the Jefferson Park area.
Are you in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good.
All right, so stay on the line. Stay on the line. We'll get your information.
Thank you.
All right, let's get Rose on.
Oh, that's don't tell me that's Rose that I know.
Are you Rose that he knows?
Yes. I was calling to win tickets for somebody.
To win for somebody? You have a designated caller?
Are you a designated caller?
All right. Who do you want to win for?
I want to win for my friend Rick. I would love to win the tickets for the cross-dressing brush.
Okay. We're going to do that, Rose.
We'll send Rick.
Rick and Rose.
Rick will enjoy it.
All right. So stay on the line, Rose. We got to get all your information. Don't hide anything. Okay? You never do. All right. Let's get... who we got now? Jeanette?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm from Chicago, and I'm very wealthy. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great now that you called. Okay, so what can we do for you? Do you have an answer to something?
I don't have any answers except that my birthday is this month.
Oh, there. Frank said that. Okay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. All right, what area do you live in, Jeanette?
North Side of Chicago, but I have wheels, too.
You have wheels? Okay. All right, we're going to send you up to, believe it or not, we're going to send you to Lake Bluff. We're going to go, and you're going to enjoy some great Mexican food, okay?
Oh, this is a great restaurant.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do for you. So stay on the air. Tacos del Norte is yours to go to.
This is truly authentic Mexican.
Yeah, and they make their own chips there, too. I mean, even the chips were, like, the real thing. All right, so stay on the line, and we'll get your information,
and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on line 4. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. And my husband told me, quick, go call. And if you don't know what to say, just say, hey, are you planning on doing Santa this year? Because my husband is a Santa Claus.
Oh, your husband plays Santa Claus, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for 52 years. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I can't wait.
He's got it down pat.
All right, so what area do you guys live in, Debbie?
Jefferson Park.
Oh, my God, you're right in the neighborhood.
You should just knock on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. You want to eat in Jefferson Park, or can we send you up to Glenview? If you want to go up to Glenview, we can send you for great burgers. They have a really, really good place that we can send you to. So it's up to
that's
you.
Fine.
We'll send you to Glenview.
We just gave him a plug. So the North Branch Pizza and Burger. And you know what they have on the menu, which I don't think anybody else has anywhere? They have fried pickles.
Very good.
Really, really good. All right. So stay on the line, Debbie. We're going to get your information, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Okay, so I think we're just about out of time. So.
I can't believe it. 10 seconds left.
That's it. Here we go.
I'll see you at the theater
this
week.
See you next week.
See you next Sunday.
Have a good week, everybody. Enjoy.